We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Do you know anyone, someone who doesn't have a complaint about the country's healthcare system? It seems like there's always something to complain about, whether it's getting a timely doctor's appointment, dealing with insurance companies, or paying for prescription drugs.
We'll see you in 3 months, right? That's how it usually goes. A new poll confirms people's unhappiness. AP found fewer than half of Americans say the country's healthcare system is generally handled well. Nearly 8 in 10 say they're at least moderately concerned about getting access to quality care when they need it. With us is Orange County-based Dr. Dung Trinh. He's a medical missionary, co-founder of MD Dao, a new healthcare organization. Doctor, thanks for being here. So, not surprising to us reading the poll, surprising to you, a doctor, or no?
Not at all. No surprise there.
Why?
Seeing patients in the office, we see it all the time.
What are the complaints that you get? We listed some of them. You can't get the prescription drug prices down. You can't get a doctor fast enough. What do you hear that people complain about?
Complaint about access, which is not getting to the doctor fast enough. Complaint about insurance issues, wanting to see doctors and they're not covered or approved. Complaints about how much time you have with the doctor, actually. Most patients, I think, a survey was done where the average time a patient spends with their primary care physician is about 7 minutes, which is quite crazy. And the biggest complaint, I think, is that the medical system is designed to answer the what question. What is your diagnosis? What is the treatment? But not necessarily designed to answer the why question, which is, why do I have this disease? What can I do to prevent this? And so it's not focused as much on preventive health and wellness, but more focused on disease treatment is what I'm seeing.
Well, it isn't also, I guess the fundamental problem is when we talk about what's wrong with the medical system in the U.S., what's wrong with it is there really is no medical system in the U.S., is there? I mean, it depends on the state. It depends on the municipality you happen to live on. It depends on your socioeconomic group. It depends on whether you happen to be old enough to be on Medicare or not old enough. It depends if you're poor enough to be on Medicaid. I mean, there is no real system. It's all over the place.
Absolutely correct. Our healthcare, quote unquote, system is in silos. So if you belong to Kaiser, you don't go outside of Kaiser. If you belong to Blue Shield or Aetna, you're in that network. And so there isn't a system. Treatment is taken care of in silos. And not only that, the medications that are approved for you isn't necessarily the same medications that's approved for you if you change your health plan. And oftentimes, patients who switch health plans from, let's say, a Kaiser to a Blue Shield or Blue Cross, their medications that they have been on are all of a sudden no longer covered. So the system, quote unquote, system is broken.
So what is a patient to do to actually, I don't know, get some time with the doctor or get some info that's not just one of the brochures that is in the little cart on the wall? They say, here, grab this, take it home and read it. Like, that's not going to cut it for me. So what do I do? And then do you find that people always have to be like their own advocate all the time? Because the message is always, okay, we'll send the doctor the concern through the patient portal, and then you should hear back in 24 hours. Well, then why am I calling every 2 days to try and get that answer?
Yes, so I think the solution is going to be step-fold and over a number of years. What we've done at MD Dao, which is the organization that I'm one of the co-founders of, is that we're bringing healthcare onto a virtual platform where it takes down walls of offices, where it takes down walls of location, geography, and addresses. Because if you can take care of your issues virtually, and by virtual healthcare, we all know what it means now, it's telemedicine, right? Nobody knew about telemedicine prior to this pandemic. everybody knows about telemedicine now because we've all experienced it because of the pandemic. And if you can bring that type of care virtually, and I can take care of you, and you're at home getting your care taken care of rather than looking for transportation, taking time off work, driving to my office, and then waiting in the office, right, and waiting in the cold exam room. If I can take care of you online through a virtual platform and get that care met virtually, I think that's going to solve a whole bunch of barriers that exist today.
But as a doctor, don't you want to? I mean, I can see cases in emergencies, perhaps, where you have a long relationship with the physician. They know you. You know them. They know your issues, and maybe, you know, you've run out of something, so you talk to them, and they want to make sure you're still actually alive before they renew your prescription. I get that. But don't you otherwise want to be able to, I don't know, feel their pulse, take their blood pressure, see what the pupils of their eyes look like, see what the condition of their skin is, see whether or not they seem anxious when they're sitting there talking to you? There are things that you cannot do through a computer or TV screen.
Absolutely, you are correct. Not every visit is appropriate for a virtual visit. If you're coming in for a physical exam, right, you got to come in for that exam. If you're coming in to get a biopsy done, obviously that needs to get done. So this doesn't replace standard healthcare today, that office visit. This augments it in a way that allows to improve access for you. And so I've spoken to many doctors who have done virtual healthcare, telemedicine, and I've asked them, you know, how many of your telemedicine visits can you appropriately make a diagnosis and give a treatment plan without seeing that patient in front of you physically? And I would say that most of my docs are telling me 75 to 80% of the time they're able to do that virtually. But this doesn't replace a physical in-front conversation with a doctor. This augments it so that you can have more access to that doctor without having to drive to that office every time.
Are you guys also like slammed? We know there's a nurse shortage. Is there a doctor shortage? Because there's a whole lot of us who need care on the outside.
We're absolutely slammed, especially in the primary care world. You know, the one thing COVID did was that it made a lot of folks realize the difficulty and the struggles of the healthcare system. And there is a shortage of primary care physicians. We have, what is that? I heard 10,000 patients a day becoming, you know, Medicare eligible, Social Security eligible, right? And there isn't enough docs coming out of medical school to replace the number of docs that are needed with that. So how do we solve that? We bring on a team. It's not a doctor-patient relationship. It's the patient and doctor's team relationship. And that team includes nurse practitioners, physician assistants, health coaches, right, case managers, and things of that sort to be able to take care of that patient and to be able to expand that physician's reach beyond the one-on-one interaction is how we're going to address that issue.
Dr. Dun Trinh, he's a medical missionary, co-founder of MD Dow, a new healthcare organization.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.